Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately.
Accurate. From the WSB 24-Hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
To the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:08 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Handsome as hell, Vinny from TV joins us for the second hour of the show. How are you, Vincenz?
How you doing?
Were you? We're talking about the breaking news out of Floyd County this afternoon. Were you in in the newsroom when this thing broke out?
Yeah. We were running E&G, getting the chopper all tuned in, and
so you've been in the TV business over 30 years. You've seen your share of fires.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they be apartment, house, brush, or otherwise. We're talking about the arson angle of this tonight.
Right.
There are crimes where I don't condone, but I understand. I understand burglary. You want to rob a bank. You want to carjack a car. I get what the motive is there. I don't understand the motive of someone that's like, let me just set fire to something.
Pyromaniacs, they get a kick out of it somehow.
That's right. There is a phrase for it, pyromania.
Yeah. Pyromaniacs, they get a rush from setting things on fire and watching the fire and watching the destruction that fire causes.
You seem oddly too familiar with this. Is this something that you suffer from, pyromania?
I was nowhere near Rome
Floyd
today.
Floyd County? Okay?
You at work.
Nowhere near it.
You couldn't even find it on a map.
Nah.
All right. Very good. Vinny and TV, from TV in studio. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. LeVar is in Decatur. LeVar, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
How you doing, sir?
Excellent. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I have a pretty interesting scenario. I believe I heard this. I'm not sure if this really happened or if it was on a television show. But the scenario is that the persons that could sometimes set a fire because they are a fireman and they're facing being laid off. So they set a fire for job security.
I've heard of that. I don't think that happens a lot, though. I think
I can imagine that they would say, I don't really want to hurt anyone, so I'm going to set the fire in the woods so nobody gets hurt.
Oh,
so
I see.
It could be it may not be the person who is a firefighter, but it could be like a son. And you know, could you imagine a father said, they're getting ready to lay me off. That's not, you know, they're not needing as many firefighters, so maybe the son or the...
Is that what backdraft was about?
Backdraft, right.
Was it? I've never seen backdraft.
Right.
Longoria, was that what backdraft was about?
I've never seen backdraft.
No.
Yeah.
That's
what it was about.
It's a $3 billion movie. None of us have ever seen
it. I saw it.
Was it about a firefighter intentionally setting fires?
Yes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. LeVar, you ever seen that movie?
It's job security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a garbage man just throwing garbage on the...
just flinging it everywhere.
Did you see the story? I was out of town for this, but what's the deal with the mailman throwing all the mail in the woods?
Right. Oh, yeah, that picture where all the mail is in... I don't know.
What happened with that story?
It's like Newman keeping mailbags in storage.
Taking a ride up to Michigan.
But all right, if you want to burn something, burn that mail.
Burn the mail. Yeah.
Because as soon as you see the address, they're like, oh, that's LeVar's mail route.
Yeah, you know exactly who's doing
it. Yeah, it's very easily traced.
Yeah.
If that mailman should have been an arsonist. If you're going to not deliver mail, don't just dump it in the woods. You got to set it on fire. Well,
most criminals aren't very bright anyway. So.
No offense, LeVar. He wasn't talking about you.
No, not LeVar. LeVar's right.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
No, of course not. Of course not. All right, LeVar, appreciate it.
All right.
Longo, can I play Nefertiti Jaquez's update on this?
Sure.
All right. Am I saying her name right?
Jaquez.
Nefertiti Jaquez. Mm-hmm. Nef, I call her.
Two homes damaged and a barn filled with restored and expensive cars and trucks destroyed after several brush fires ripped through acres of land near Highway 27 in Floyd County.
It didn't take much at all for these fires to really get started and blow up, as you can tell.
Tonight at 11, we talked to fire crews about the severity of the brush fires and what they're doing now to protect residents and their homes.
Neff says 50 firefighters, 7 hours to knock down. I guess it was multiple blazes, Vinny, that this mid-40s guy with a red beard, ruddy face.
Ruddy. I like that.
Describe the ruddy. Do you have a ruddy face?
No, I do not have a ruddy face.
All right.
It's pronounced round.
Round, exactly. Round.
I'm sorry, Vinny.
So orbital. It's orbital. Oh.
Dominic's in Norcross. Dominic, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. I called earlier, but my phone died. I was calling about your canine.
Oh, my Bosco, my dear Bosco.
Dear Bosco, I am the CEO of a company that actually does fundraisers for people who are lacking in funds to help their dogs.
No kidding.
Basically, dogs who are people who are indigent, and their dogs come down with critical needs. That's what we do.
Well, it's. I have friends that are veterinarians, and small animal vet care is extremely expensive. It's cheaper.
Oh my God, yes.
It's cheaper to have a horse than it is to have a dog or a cat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
When you look at the cost of what some of the things that need to be done cost today, and to do it properly, it really is very expensive.
But I think they've got me behind a barrel, because the doctor could have been like, we need $27,000 today to save your dog's life. I would have been, okay, who do I make the check out to? So, they literally can throw, it's like that whole Johnson rod.
Yeah, you know, Johnson rod, yeah.
What Costanza's
exactly.
Like, you need a Johnson rod. All right, guess I need a Johnson rod. Literally, they could the vet could say that to me. He'd be like, all right, $27,000, we're going to put a Johnson rod in your dog's heart and she'll survive. I would have said, okay. But yeah, it's expensive. Just that little...
All the time. We had a young lady whose Pomeranian broke its front right leg in both the humerus. I'm sorry, the ulna and the radius.
Yeah.
So it was a double break in the front right arm, and they were quoting her $10,000 in surgeries, including post care.
Oh my goodness!
We found a doctor who was able to set the bones. It was a young enough Pomeranian that was able to set the bones.
There's the Pomeranian.
That now you choose to do it. 4-pound Pomeranian was able, about 4 months old, 6 months old, was able to set the bones properly. Don't ask me how he got that done. That was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with the University of North Carolina and their vet center.
How much did it cost?
It was $150 a week for 7 weeks. We took x-rays each time to visit to see how the bones were knitting and growing together. And in the end, this dog is running around just fine. It's a question of do you listen to the first thing that you hear, or do you get second opinions?
Well, I'm a first person I hear kind of guy.
And we help that.
Give your organization a plug, if you don't mind, Dominic.
Okay, it's called Foxy's Fund, F-U-N-D.
F-O-X-Y?
F-O-X-I-E-S.
Foxy's Fund. If this is a porn site, I'd be very mad.
Yeah, we're found on Facebook as a closed group.
Okay.
And we've got 7,000 members.
All right. Well, listen, when I get the estimate on Bosco's surgery to remove the lump, I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
Because I got to put Longoria's kids through college. I got to send Loti to dental school. I got to take care of Vinny's retirement, so I'm strapped with funds. All right, Foxy's Fund. Hopefully, again, is not an adult site. I'm always cautious when people throw websites out on the air.
Especially if it starts with Foxy.
Foxy's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Brett is in Bold Springs. Brett, welcome to the show, my friend.
Priest.
Welks, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, man, I contribute to Foxy's Funds and Tattletales all the time.
The owner of Tattletales is a loyal listener of the Mark Arum Show, so please, if you were going to frequent a gentleman's club, please do that one.
I used to bartend there.
No kidding.
Yeah, it did.
I saw Barry. I met Barry Sanders there in 1996 or 7.
Yeah, I was there in 97.
Yeah, he was drinking bottled water. I'm like, hey, Barry Sanders. He's like, hey, Mark Arum, what's going on?
Hey, about the firefighter thing, I actually applied to the city of Atlanta when I got out of the military to be a firefighter. And actually, the arson thing is one of the big questions they ask. They really want to know if you're interested in setting fires. That was like one of the big deals.
I wouldn't even thought of that people that abnormally like fires would like to become firemen.
Yeah, that's actually like a really big thing. That's like one of their first questions.
And you said yes, and they said, sorry, you're not.
Yeah. No, they asked how much cocaine I had sold, and I was like, I don't want to admit you a felony on the... No, that's true, too. So I was like, I'm not telling this.
That's none of your business.
Me up. Yeah. So, That is a real thing.
That is, all right. Well, have you ever met anyone that has the pyromania tendencies?
Just a couple girlfriends. But,
yeah.
You know,
well, I was watching the movie The Social Network the other day, but the Facebook movie. Have you seen that?
No.
It sucked.
Oh, it was a good movie, Brett. Anyway, one of the co-founders flies back from San Francisco to New York, and he buys his girlfriend a scarf, and she thinks he's cheating on her, and she's going nuts. And she takes the scarf and lights it on fire in his apartment.
Nice.
So maybe she was the one that did that.
Yeah, maybe she owned a red truck.
I've never had a girl mad enough at me that she ever set anything ablaze. I'm imagining.
I find that hard to believe.
You're not trying hard.
No, I mean.
You're not trying hard enough. Yeah, exactly. You're not trying.
Have you ever had a girl light something on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
My sock drawer.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Your sock drawer.
My sock drawer.
What was
the reason?
Yeah, what did you do?
I don't even remember.
Did you do something bad to the socks?
Not bad enough to burn my socks.
Was the socks central to the why she was mad though?
No, it was just the closest thing to burn, I guess.
She wasn't mad that you never would fold your socks or
I ball them up.
You fold socks.
Well, whatever. I don't do laundry.
Nah.
You ball them up.
Ball them. All right. Yeah.
And Chuck, you've had women.
Oh yeah.
Burn stuff.
Oh yeah.
What did they burn of yours?
A good portion of my clothing outfits. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of stuff in two places, and I spent more time at her place than I was at mine.
Yeah.
Should have married her.
He did.
I got handed a paper grocery bag full of ashes and bits of clothes, and I said, "What is this?" And she goes, "It's your stuff." And I was like, oh, sad face.
That's really? What about you, Gloria? Like,
no, I've never
yeah,
had
me and you are normal.
I had to put mine out with a pot of water.
I told this one story when I was in college. My high school girlfriend mailed me, this is pre-internet and everything. She'd write me letters like 3 times a week.
Yep.
And she sent me a big envelope. I was like, oh, she sent me the thing. And I opened it up, and every picture that she had of two of us was cut into a million pieces and they all fell out all over.
I've gotten the confetti thing too.
But I've never anything
like that. That's labor intensive right there.
It took me a while to rebuild the old arsenal.
Brett Longoria is playing me off the stage, buddy.
All right, I'm going to bed later.
See you, bud. Brett and Bolt Springs.
Oh, I thought you said to go. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. We got a break anyway. Ed and Dunwoody, hang tight. More of your calls, the arson story out of Floyd County. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back. 11:23, 60 degrees on Peachtree Street. It was freezing this morning.
It's cold, yeah.
Atlanta cold. It was 51, 49, yeah. Something, somewhere in between. That's in between nice. 49 and 51. It's so weird because you wake up, it's freezing, and then
it's
85 in the afternoon.
Right, exactly.
You didn't have to worry about that in Montana.
No, it's always cold.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about that in Tijuana.
It's always hot.
There you
always
go.
Always hot.
All right. It's always hot in Dunwoody. Ed's in Dunwoody. Ed, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Hey, clarity on the Backdraft movie.
Okay.
There was a politician who wanted to, a Chicago politician who wanted to cut the funding to the fire department. So a rogue fireman decided to start setting fires, to see the need for additional money coming
gotcha.
In. So that was the basis of the movie.
I am all for cutting costs, but that's one thing I don't think you ever mess with. Don't mess with the fire department. I mean, God, those guys are truly the bravest.
Yeah, it was a very good movie. I really recommend watching it. You guys said you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's such a popular movie,
and
I still haven't seen it. So add
it to 2 hours, invest it, and watch it.
Kurt Russell film, right? Yeah. Wasn't that
Ron Howard?
Kurt Russell and
Scott Glenn.
One of the Baldwin boys were on it. I don't know which one.
Dickie Baldwin, the unknown Baldwin guy.
Yeah.
Dickie, right. Chico.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate it, buddy. Jeff's up next on the program. Hello, Jeff.
How's it going?
What's up, brother?
I was listening to the guy with the Foxy's Fund, and I decided to look it up because I have a blue heeler that went blind at the first of the year, and I'm kind of don't have the funds to take care of whatever the problem is. So I looked it up, and it comes up on the internet, but the thing that comes up right underneath it is all the complaints that these people have.
What? All right. Well,
yeah, the reviews are terrible for Foxy's Fund.
Did you spell it correctly?
Yep.
All right. I'll do
no
some...
No porn.
No porn. All right. So I can use the work computer to look it up. Foxy's Fund. If it's not legit, I apologize. I obviously didn't know.
It looks legit, but it also looks like one of the dogs they decide to use as an advertisement is not one that they have permission to use.
Oh, you did a lot of research. You want to be my producer?
Wow.
you did more research than Chuck's done in 6 months.
We're looking for an investigative reporter. So.
Wow. I mean, it's the website looks, it's a 501c3, which means that's a charity. So they're not making money on it.
But when you just look it up through Google, it the second thing underneath it is the complaints that come up.
Yeah. What I should do is... I'm not looking for help to pay for my dog's care, but I should crowd source and find out what it should cost, so I don't walk in there and I have sucker written on my head. They know how much I love my dogs, and they have a meeting before I come in. They're like, Aram's coming in. What do you want to?
Maybe there's something we can do.
What do you want to charge them for the Johnson Rod? $12,000.
Maybe we could fix it here.
No, but someone out there, there's probably veterinarians listening now that could give me. Bosco's got to get like a fatty lump removed. So does her dad, but she's got a fatty lump.
His shoulders.
Yours is bigger.
Yeah, on his shoulders.
Yeah, a fatty lump removed. I just want to know ballpark, because I asked my vet friend how much it was going to cost for Bosco to get the ECG or the whatever that happened today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, $250. It was $500 bucks.
I know that the lump removal depends on how big and what it's close to. Ryder's got one on his back that's close to his spine, but it's not pressing on anything, so they said it wouldn't cost hardly anything. If it shifted down towards his stomach lining, it would be a little touchier because they've got
this is like on a rib cage.
Yeah,
almost.
I remember it's on. Yeah. So I think it depends on the size and where it's at too, as far as cost. And she's little, so it's not like Doc. He's 120 pounds. He's more expensive just by proxy.
I am telling you, it's cheaper to have a horse than it is to have a dog or a cat.
Dogs are expensive, man. Pets are expensive.
Little pets are extremely expensive when it comes to veterinarians. The horses are cheap compared to dogs.
Other than the fact they eat a lot.
Because when it's a horse, they're like, well, the owner's like, well, all right, we'll just shoot them then.
You know? Oh, Lord.
They put down horses all the time.
Yeah.
But dogs, no one's going to be like, all right, we'll just shoot the dog.
Yeah,
take him out back.
Yeah. Old Yeller. Yeah. All right. When we come back, Johnny Kilbasa with a football minute and a fast food review, unless he's still watching the World Series. Which is, I believe, going into the ninth inning. So we'll see. Maybe Johnny Kilbasa will be here, maybe not. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center
for immediate
breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert
whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
This is Henry Winkler. How are you? And you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. How lucky are you?
He packed in the animals 2x2. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the bus, Shep and Ham. Tell them about that master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12, Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T's here. Longoria is here. Vinny from TVE is here. And you are here. Or you're there. I'm here, as we say at the beginning of the show. Johnny Kielbasa is calling to do a football minute in the middle of the World Series with his team up 6-0. That, my friends, is commitment. Johnny Kielbasa, noted fast food guru, also a pigskin prognosticator and a recapper, joins us usually every Monday on the Mark Arum Show to break down the weekend that was in the world of pigskin. But you were partying in the streets of Believeland last night. Is that correct, Johnny?
The wave of success has washed over the North Coast, Mark, and I had to get caught up in it for another week.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on making it to the World Series, and it looks like you got game one just about wrapped up here. So we are all rooting for you here at the Mark Arum Show, mostly to make Walter mad. Chuck's buddy Walt is a huge Cubs fan.
Oh, man.
And
if he hasn't broke his television by now.
I'm sure he might have. And that guy probably bet on the game, too. I bet Walt bet a lot of money on the series.
I guarantee you he's got money on these games.
He's a degenerate, that dude, but we love him anyway. All right, Johnny, you ready to do the Johnny Kielbasa football minute?
Mark, give me some of that 10-yard fight.
Let it go!
Your Georgia Bulldogs were idle, so at least they didn't lose, but the Georgia Tech was on the field. No, wait, they were idle too, so while your Georgia State Panthers beat the University of Tennessee, Martin, Roll Tide took agricultural and mechanical out of Texas A&M. The Aggies may have been a little overrated this year. The Ohio State University Buckeyes lost a heartbreaker thanks to a no-call pass interference and whiteout conditions in Sucky Valley. The Magic City Falcons lost another close one. No one should be losing to San Diego, guys. Come on. The Retirement City Cardinals and Grunge State Seahawks fought a overtime deadlock touchdownless battle of attritional draw. Why isn't bother, but you know what they say. A tie's like kissing Fennec's sister. Even though no one wants to hear it, the New England Patriots are the best team ever and may ever lose again. The Cleveland Browns are 0-7. That's got to be some kind of record. At least Cleveland's winning in everything else these days. And Mark Arum's own New York Giants hopped upon the London's hollow Wembley Stadium and made bangers to mash out of the L.A. Ramshackles. This is 5,434 miles from the L.A. Coliseum to Wembley Stadium. That's a long way to go to watch bad football, everybody.
Right under the gun, Johnny. I like it. Yeah, that was... I'm glad I didn't watch that game. I was driving back to the airport in New York when that game was... Because it starts in London. It's like a 10:30 kickoff or 10 a.m. kickoff.
So it was 9:30, I think.
9:30. So I got to listen to bad football. I didn't have to watch bad football. All right, so do you... Being a Clevelander, an Ohioan guy, you don't even care about the Browns at this point, right? I mean, you've got the Cavs, you've got the Indians, you're content. The Browns could literally burn to the ground, and you're fine.
It's funny that that could happen, but you know, you turn sports talk on in Northeast Ohio, and all you would hear is people complaining about the Browns. Actually, not this week. The World Series has taken over everything. But yeah, let's forget about it. We've got too many other things going on, and today was probably the greatest day in the entire history of Cleveland sports. The Cavs raising the rafters, raising a banner to the rafters, and the Cleveland Indians taking it to the Chicago Cubs on the North Coast, and the weather's getting bad.
Would a Cleveland Indians, I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to say it anyway. A Cleveland Indians World Series win mean more than the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA title?
I think that the initial breaking of the curse is going to be unmatched in the entire history of Cleveland, Ohio. Now, this is, I believe, James Brown himself, the godfather of soul, who was a Cleveland sports fan, said, once they win, man, they're going to win everything. So I think we might just start winning everything except football.
All right. So but bottom line, you personally, whatever, if Cleveland wins the World Series, you don't care about the Brown season. It's already done, right? You're good.
Well, I mean, regardless of how it comes out, it's so frustrating being a Browns fan because every 2 years they start over with a brand new regime, and then this regime thinks that they have to get rid of every person that was ever there before, thinking that whoever came before them made no right decisions at all. So let's start. We've got 18 rookies on the team. I mean, who cares? Yeah, gotcha. Who cares what they're doing right now?
Go Tribe.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the take, and I'm covered with cheese. I aim to please, and it's free tacos for everybody, courtesy of Johnny Kilbasa today.
Yeah, did you hear? That's speaking of the Indians. So, Longoria, this is important news to you. We might. Do you want to use the breaking news sounder on this?
I think so.
Where is Hector?
According to the Twitter, because the Indians stole a base in tonight's game, everyone's getting a free taco, Doritos Taco Loco, on November 2nd between 2 and 6 p.m.
Nice. I think if the Spurs win tonight, we get free tacos, too. But not here, obviously.
That's just from your wife?
She's yeah, like,
if the Spurs win, Longoria, I'm buying you a taco.
Longoria gets free tacos every Wednesday.
I do.
So... so basically, this is a brilliant marketing ploy by Taco Bell, and I'm going to tell you why, Johnny. I'm not going to tell you your business, but you're the business of fast food. I'm in the business of business. So let's say, generously speaking, 5 million people go to Taco Bell for the free taco on November 2nd. I don't think it'll be that high. What's the cost per taco of a Doritos Taco Loco? What does that cost to make? A dime, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe a dime. Maybe. And no one goes to Taco Bell and is going to eat just one taco. Longoria's 18-month-old baby girl is like, well, give me a six pack. You know, even toddlers don't eat just one taco. So let's say Low T takes Hot Neighbor to the local Taco Bell on November 2nd for the free taco. you're gonna wind up spending more money. You're going to get a quesarita.
Date night. Hell, that's anniversary night, man.
You're going to get a Mountain Dew, Color Blast Supreme.
Oh, yeah. You're going to add up.
So even though they're giving away 5 million tacos at a dime a piece, that's $500,000, they're going to make 10 times that when people buy more stuff.
Yeah.
You can't pull me in with just one taco, though. Can't pull me in with just one free taco.
You've been pulled
one
in.
Taco dirties one
I've
molar
had,
in my
I've
mouth.
I've gotten you to walk down two flights of stairs for half a donut.
They have stairs in this building?
Oh, yeah. Well, down the elevator. You, on November 2nd, I'm going to text you at 1:55 p.m. be like, free taco, Vinny. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Nah.
Yes, you will.
I will not.
Longoria?
I don't know. I mean, there's one by my house.
No, I'm talking about Vinny. I know you're going. Vinny will go that, but you're going to go there and you're going to buy buy a bunch of other stuff. So I think it's a brilliant marketing ploy by Taco Bell.
I'll go to KFC, get a bucket of tenders, and I'll stop by for a free taco.
Hey, I'll tell you who will get just the taco and then leave.
Who?
Mark Aylwine.
Oh, say Clark Howard.
Oh, Clark Howard too. Get Aylwine. Can you scream out to Aylwine in there? Bring him
in.
Yeah, bring...
but Aylwine's going to go to six different tacos.
I was just going to say. That's what I'd be doing.
He'll make a loop and hit everyone in the
see
perimeter.
If he can come in the studio real quick, because I believe Aylwine has the discipline to just go to a Taco Bell and get the free taco, because he does it. He's the master of freebies. He goes to Dunkin' Donuts. Mark Aylwine joins us in the Mark Arum Show studio, makes the walk over from the newsroom. All right, so Taco Bell promotion on the World Series, they had a stolen base today.
Mm-hmm.
So now everyone gets a free Doritos Taco Loco on November 2nd between 2 and 6 p.m.
Okay.
My question for you, I know you're going to go get the free taco. That's
absolutely
a guarantee.
Yes.
Are you disciplined enough not to buy anything else? Will you just go and get the free taco and then move along?
No, I'll have to get a Crave box too.
Okay, so even disciplined Aylwine is going to spend money after free taco. But you're the king of the free stuff.
I do, yes.
The Dunkin' Donuts app. Tell us about the Dunkin' Donuts app.
I like the Dunkin' Donuts app, especially back during baseball season. They had several different promotions, but if the Braves won, you got a free iced coffee.
And you don't even drink coffee.
But my wife really likes it, and so she turned me on to it. And then, you know, any free, I'll get. And, of course, I had to get a donut or sandwich or something while I was there. So
now, what? Any other freebies that you... fast food freebies?
I have had trouble downloading the McDonald's app to my phone, but my wife has it on her iPhone, and she comes home like once a week with something, like on a Thursday, like free fries or a free Big Mac or, you know, hot apple pie.
I see. I thought you were disciplined enough to just go get one taco and then keep driving. And then Chuck said you would hit six different Taco Bells.
Yeah, that's the smart thing.
I just go to the one there in Oconee and then get the Crave box for later.
All right, fair enough. I gave you more credit. I thought you were disciplined to not spend money. Just go get the free taco and be on your way. All right, so November 7th, I'll text you and remind you.
Thank you very much.
It's right in your sleep time, though, 2 to 6 p.m.
No, if I get up around 4. So
for
I got
a free taco, you'll get up around
4. I'd get up early for that, yeah. Right.
Mark Gellwine coming up in 15 minutes. So real quick, Mark, what are you leading with at midnight so we know?
Campaign 2016.
He loves it. He knows it. He owns it. He is Mark Gellwine. All right, back to Johnny Cabasa. All right, so I totally hijacked your segment here, Johnny.
Don't put your day job, Ayla, on.
He's out of your shot now.
Who the hell's that talking, Mark? So, continue,
free,
Johnny. I'm sorry.
Tacos, November 2nd.
Free tacos.
Tell them Johnny Cabasa sent you, and they might give you one of those cinnamon twists on your tray, too.
Nice.
I haven't had those in a long time. For that. I order so much food at Taco Bell that it doesn't even occur to me to get the Cinna twists at the end. So I always over order at Taco Bell because you go to McDonald's, all right, give me the fish filet meal and a cheeseburger, and you know that's going to fill you up.
You don't Longoria, get the double fish?
Longoria says, give me the double quarter pounder and a 6-piece nugget. He knows that's good. When you go to Taco Bell, the menu is so varied. I never know what's going to fill me up.
It's all the same thing in a different shell.
But there's different sizes of stuff, so I never know, is one burrito supreme going to fill me up, or you never want to get too little food, so I always wind up ordering too much food. Does that make sense to you, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Like, should I have gotten that third chicken quesadilla to line the bottom of my bag? I was like, whatever. If I don't get to it, I don't get to it. I'll just leave it out on the table and eat it in the morning.
It's $1.19. Well, I mean, what do you... But I always over-order at Taco Bell.
Always at fast.
That's part of their genius. You never know what's going to fill you up. So you're like, well, you might as well get seven
especially
of these
if you're
things.
Going through the drive-thru. You got to get something.
Yeah. You're under pressure, too, because you got nine cars behind you.
Oh, I don't care about them.
I do. If
listen, I'm a fat guy who's hungry. Don't get in my way, all right?
Yeah. Well, there's fatter guys behind you that are hungry.
Oh, there's going to be a nice wrestling match going on
they're
in about
10
minutes.
Wrestling.
All right. Johnny, listen to your solo podcast, episode 15, I believe it was, when I was up in New York. Good job on that, by the way.
Thanks. And I just... Sausage Hut 16, I just put it up there an hour ago, so get at it.
Sausage Hut 16, Johnny's podcast available on johnnycilbasa.com and on iTunes. And, of course, follow him on Twitter at Johnny Cilbasa. Johnny, we appreciate you as always, and...
It's cholesterol's high, baby. So am I. See you soon.
All right. johnnycilbasa.com, Sausage Hut. Believe Land, buddy. Go Cleveland.
Go Tribe.
All right. Appreciate you, bruh.
It's time, bro.
All right, we got one segment left. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it'll be entertaining. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Did you play this song on purpose?
I did not. Why?
So this morning on WSB TV.
Oh, I heard that, yeah. I forgot about
Can this. I play that audio?
Sure.
So this morning, Fred Blankenship, 4:32 a.m., right as we start. I'm ready for my first hit of the morning, Vinny. You ready? Fred Blankenship throws it to me. Let me see if you hear this audio or not.
Ready or not, here he comes. You can't hide because Mark Arum's going to tell you about your commute right now on I-20. Mark is standing by with triple team traffic.
We're going to find the delays no matter where they pop up.
He throws it to me with that with the Fugees.
Fugees.
Which is fine, but at 4:32 a.m., I'm barely functional.
Right.
And the fact that
he surprised you.
He did surprise me. You know, wait till 6:30 before we start messing around. 4:30, I'm just, getting the boogers out of my eyes. And I was wondering if you played that, because that was the song.
That was.
And actually sang one word of that. Gonna find you and make you want me. Good Fugees song.
Mm-hmm.
I like those guys. Yeah, I'm out.
Wow. Just waiting for that clock to tick.
I've had a rough day, Vin.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
This was an emotional roller coaster of a day for me.
You should be on cloud nine, right?
I should be.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because you got cut down and then brought up. Like,
I did.
You
know. Yeah, man.
I was already thinking.
Flying high.
Thinking the worst.
Yeah, it was a tough thing. Anyway, but I had a good dinner tonight. I went to
where'd you go?
To Atlanta Fish Market.
Stone crabs,
you said? So this is stone crab season. So nice. They sent me an email.
Thanks for bringing us some.
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you why I didn't in a second. And they're like, stone crabs in season for only 2 weeks, because it's a quick season. Vinny's from Florida. He knows, right? Joe's Stone. Yeah. What's the place down there in Miami? Joe's? Mm-hmm. Not Joe's Crab Shack, but Joe's Stone Crab, whatever.
Yeah.
So they sent me an email like, hey, we got it for 2 weeks. Come into Atlanta Fish Market. So I was like, well, you know, I woke up at 4 to see if my dog was alive today. So I had time to actually go get a sit-down dinner. So I go to Atlanta Fish Market. I got a pound and a half of stone crab legs. I've got the receipt in my hand. This is for star of the show. We're going to go Price is Right on this, okay?
Okay.
We'll start with Vinny.
Pound and a half?
A pound and a half of jumbo stone crabs.
Are we doing your total bill or just
that? Just the stone crabs.
Okay.
How much? Pound and a half of stone crabs.
$23.99.
$23.99 is the first bid. Low tizzle.
That's got to be expensive. I'm going to say
$65. Ooh, wow, all right. I got to write these down. Vinny, you said what?
$23.99.
Chuck said?
I said $65.
$65. Longoria, pound and a half of stone crabs. You have the advantage. You can go a cent, or you can go $65.01. You have an advantage here. What are you doing? Or you can guess whatever number you want.
I'm going to go $70.
$70?
Yeah.
See, that's not how you play the game.
He's about as good at this as he is at guessing games. That's not how you play the game.
Do you ever watch Price is Right?
I do.
I just watched it.
So you should have just said $65 and a penny.
Okay, $65 and a penny.
All right. The actual price was $65 and a penny. No, I'm just kidding. You were all under. Longoria wins $88.
See, there you go. Wow, I still won.
That's way off.
$88.
I guess I was thinking like $40 a pound. Roughly,
yeah.
Right? So
no, that's I didn't know the price when I ordered it. By the way,
yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
I bet you didn't.
I got the I had the chopped salad was $10.50.
It better have been good.
And it was delicious, delicious. Let's do star of the show.
Wow.
Oh, wait, Longoria just won it, right?
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
That was for star of the show.
Yeah,
make it legit.
Star of the show for not knowing how to play Price is Right like an adult,
but still winning.
But still winning. It was Longoria for star of the show.
Who won yesterday?
That's nice.
I told you to remind me.
Russ. Russ in Gainesville.
Yeah, Russ.
Because he voted for me for president.
Yeah.
That's right.
The write-in. The write-in vote.
The write-in vote. All right, tomorrow night on the show, an exclusive interview. Jay Black sits down with Atlanta Hawks superstar Dwight Howard. We'll hear that live on the Mark Arum Show. We'll play that Thomas Hayden Church.
Imagine those two standing next to each other.
No.
Wow.
That would be awesome. Oh, we're late. We got to go. On Twitter at Mark Arum. Bye.
Baby. Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.